Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Scout Mindset by Julia Galef. Published in 2021, this insightful book contrasts two prevalent mindsets, the soldier and the scout. Galef highlights that while many of us default to the soldier mindset, clinging stubbornly to our beliefs and dismissing contrary evidence, there is a more effective alternative. The scout mindset encourages us to embrace truth, continuously update our understanding of the world, and refine our beliefs based on new information. Julia Galef, an eminent expert in rational decision-making, co-founded the Nonprofit Center for Applied Rationality. Her background in promoting critical thinking and science education through her podcast, Rationally Speaking, enriches this book, making it a foundational read for anyone eager to challenge their own thinking. The Scout Mindset is ideal for anyone looking to confront and overcome inherent biases, learn the art of being wrong, and those who pursue truth with a passion. Whether you're a professional aiming to make better decisions or simply a curious mind seeking to understand the world more fully, this book offers invaluable tools to revolutionize your thinking and enhance your cognitive skills. Join us as we explore how adopting a scout mindset can profoundly impact your personal and professional life. The Scout Mindset: Why Some People See Things Clearly and Others Don't. Introduction. Discover the power of thinking like a scout instead of a soldier. Imagine navigating life as if it were a grand, ever-evolving terrain, a place where the ability to adapt and understand can make all the difference between success and struggle. In this landscape, people generally adopt one of two mindsets, that of a soldier or that of a scout. Soldiers defend their beliefs fiercely, treating conflicting opinions as threats to combat. In contrast, scouts explore varying viewpoints and realities, aiming to map out a truthful representation of the world, no matter how it aligns with their preconceptions. As it turns out, we embody traits of both archetypes, yet many of us lean more towards one than the other. The key question here is, what benefits might we reap from fostering a scout's mindset over a soldier's? This narrative seeks not only to explore the pitfalls of a soldier-like approach, where defending one's standpoint often trumps uncovering the truth, but also to celebrate the virtues of thinking like a scout. Through this exploration, you will uncover the transformative potential of embracing your mistakes, the strategic decision that led Intel to exit the memory chip market, and why certain super forecasters managed to outshine even CIA agents and academics in prediction accuracy. Step into the mindset of a scout and learn how a shift in perspective could lead to not just better knowledge, but also to better outcomes in both personal and professional realms. Part 1. The Pitfalls of the Soldier Mindset. Now, let's delve into why the soldier mindset may be more problematic than it appears. On the surface, defending your beliefs with vigor and certainty can seem like a strength, a sign of conviction and moral integrity. However, this mindset often leads us astray from the truth rather than toward it. Consider the infamous Dreyfus Affair as an illustrative case. In 1894, a torn-up memo with sensitive French military information was discovered in the German embassy in France by a cleaning person who was also a French spy. Alarmingly, this memo hinted that someone was leaking secrets to the Germans. Suspicions quickly fell on Albert Dreyfus, a French army officer whose handwriting bore resemblance to that on the memo. Despite his protests of innocence, Dreyfus was convicted of treason and banished to life imprisonment on Devil's Island. But here's the twist. Dreyfus was entirely innocent. Powerful evidence supporting his innocence surfaced even during the trial, but it was disregarded by those convinced of his guilt. Why? Primarily because Dreyfus was Jewish in a profoundly anti-Semitic French military environment, and his personal flaws, alleged gambling and womanizing, made it easy for the investigators to view him as the villain. Instead of seeking the truth, the investigators affirmed their initial bias, dismissing contrary evidence such as a second handwriting expert's testimony exonerating Dreyfus, and clinging to any shred that could seemingly validate their beliefs. They even went as far as to rationalize that another suspect, whose handwriting matched the memos exactly, had somehow mimicked Dreyfus's writing. This episode starkly demonstrates the danger of the soldier mindset. It can distort reality to fit preconceived notions, leading to grave injustices like the wrongful imprisonment of an innocent man. More broadly, this mindset stifles our ability to perceive the world accurately because it prioritizes defense over discovery. Despite these evident shortcomings, the soldier mindset remains alluring. It often emerges from a desire to uphold a stable identity or from the instinctual need for cognitive consistency. Understanding why it persists is crucial to fostering a more open, explorative approach, the scout mindset, which we'll explore in discovering how it offers a more reliable path to the truth. Part 2. Exploring the allure of the soldier mindset. Why do many individuals gravitate toward the soldier mindset? At its core, this mindset isn't just about stubbornness or close-mindedness. It comes with certain perks, both social and emotional, which can make it appealing. Starting with the social advantages, imagine you are part of a close-knit community, be it religious, cultural, or even professional. Within such communities, beliefs aren't just personal opinions. They are the glue that binds everyone together. Now, picture questioning these shared beliefs. It could jeopardize not just your social standing, but deeper relationships. For someone deeply intertwined in such a community, deviating from these shared beliefs, or losing faith entirely, isn't just about personal conflict. It risks alienation and loss of a support system. In this context, the soldier mindset serves as a protective mechanism, preserving your place within the community by aligning your beliefs with the group. The emotional benefits, on the other hand, are about self-preservation in a different sense. Take, for example, the disappointment of a job rejection. It's often less painful to rationalize the loss, e.g., the commute would have been too long, the job was not that great, than to confront potentially harsh truths about our own shortcomings. The soldier mindset, therefore, offers a form of emotional comfort. It shields us from the discomfort of failed expectations and the anxiety of uncertainty. By instinctively defending our pre-existing beliefs or rationalizing away our disappointments, we avoid the psychological discomfort associated with doubt and self-critique. However, this mindset operates often at a subconscious level. We might not actively choose to ignore conflicting information or to rationalize away our problems, but our mind defaults to these patterns to avoid discomfort. While this can provide immediate relief, the long-term consequences can be problematic. Adherence to the soldier mindset can prevent us from seeing reality clearly, from learning from our mistakes, and ultimately, from growing as individuals. So, while there are reasons why we might adopt a soldier-like stance, the challenge lies in recognizing when this mindset is holding us back from embracing a more truthful, albeit potentially more challenging, perspective. How can we then, in moments of critical decision-making, suppress our inner soldier and encourage the scout within us to step forward, map the unknown, and willingly accept the real terrain of our lives? Part 3. The value of mastering the art of being wrong. No one relishes the idea of being wrong, yet embracing our errors can be a powerful gateway to profound correctness. This is a stark contrast between the soldier and the scout mindset. Where soldiers dodge the discomfort of error, scouts actively seek it. The essence of a scout's approach lies not in the aim to be frequently incorrect, but in leveraging mistakes as stepping stones towards truth. Embracing mistakes is essential for truly understanding reality, rather than merely feeling confident about one's perceptions of it. To illuminate this concept, consider the effectiveness of superforecasters. These individuals, identified in the research of political scientist Philip Tetlock, consistently outperformed seasoned experts in predicting complex global events, using typical resources like Google to make forecasts more accurate than those of the CIA analysts and academic teams. What set them apart wasn't just intelligence or information, it was their relationship with error. Superforecasters distinguish themselves by their readiness to adapt their views incrementally as new information becomes available. Unlike others who might ignore or rationalize discrepancies in their predictions, superforecasters meticulously revisited and scrutinized their errors. This rigorous self-examination allowed them to refine their forecasting methods continually, thereby enhancing their accuracy. This philosophy of valuing being wrong as a pathway to being right extends beyond predictive accuracy and can profoundly influence other aspects of life, including morality and justice. Take the dramatic story of Albert Dreyfus, a French army officer wrongfully accused of treason during the Dreyfus affair. An innocent man, Dreyfus was jailed due to prejudiced assumptions rather than solid evidence. His eventual exoneration was largely due to the efforts of Colonel Georges Picquart, who, unlike his compatriots fixed in a soldier mindset, adopted a scout's approach. Picquart chose to follow where the evidence led him, challenging the prevailing narrative and facing severe personal and professional risks. As head of French counter-espionage, Picquart could have easily dismissed additional information that suggested Dreyfus's innocence. Instead, he let it guide him toward the truth. Initially, this stance made him a pariah within his own ranks and endangered his career and personal safety. However, his commitment to the facts ultimately played a crucial role in correcting a grave miscarriage of justice. Picquart's story illustrates that while adopting a scout mindset can be challenging, especially when surrounded by soldiers, it is profoundly rewarding. Engaging with reality, as uncomfortable as it might be, not only brings us closer to truth, but also aligns us with the principles of fairness and integrity. In a world quick to form opinions and defend them against conflicting evidence, fostering the ability to be wrong gracefully and learn from it is not just a skill, but a moral imperative. It is through this acceptance and analysis of our mistakes that we truly become better, more informed individuals. This is the real power in mastering the art of being wrong. It leads us towards a deeper, more accurate, and more ethical understanding of the world around us. Part 4. Embracing Error to Discover Truth. Scouts, championing the journey towards truth, are defined by their willingness to entertain the notion that they could be wrong. This approach, involving the active search for mistakes in their own thinking, is crucial for anyone looking to align more closely with reality. But how can we develop this ability to gracefully accept our errors? The initial step involves the simple yet challenging act of admitting fault. Such admissions can be transformative, strengthening our relationship with the truth. Consider Abraham Lincoln, a historic figure renowned not only for his leadership, but also for his candid acknowledgement of mistakes. During the American Civil War, after the capture of Vicksburg, Lincoln openly admitted to General Ulysses S. Grant that his doubts about the general's strategy were misplaced, explicitly stating, "I now wish to make the personal acknowledgement that you were right and I was wrong." This anecdote underscores a fundamental scout practice: the acknowledgement of one's errors, not just privately, but publicly, demonstrating a commitment to truth over ego. Beyond admission, scouts actively challenge their own beliefs, embracing opportunities that might expose flaws in their perspectives. This proactive approach is exemplified by Dr. Bethany Brookshire, a science journalist whose experience underscores the scout ethos. Dr. Brookshire shared an observation on Twitter about gender differences in email responses to her, noting that men often failed to address her by her professional title, Doctor, despite its presence in her email signature, hinting at a possible gender bias. Her tweet quickly gained traction and sparked widespread discussion. However, demonstrating staunch integrity, Dr. Brookshire decided to verify her assertion by reviewing her emails. The results contradicted her initial statement. Indeed, men addressed her as Doctor nearly as often as women did. By choosing to correct her public statement on Twitter, Dr. Brookshire upheld a core scout principle: fidelity to facts, regardless of the personal or public implications. This example is crucial, not only because Dr. Brookshire corrected herself, but because it demonstrates the broader value of such actions. While initially used to suggest a systematic bias in professional communication, her follow-up clarified the specific instance while still acknowledging that broader societal issues might exist. Her willingness to adjust her views in light of new evidence exemplifies the mentality of a scout, ready to be wrong to ultimately be right. In embracing this mindset, whether through historical exemplars like Lincoln or contemporary figures like Dr. Brookshire, the lesson is clear. Building a deeper connection to truth involves a willingness to confront our mistakes head-on. This isn't merely about personal growth. It's about cultivating a world where dialogue, honesty, and integrity lead the way to understanding and solving complex societal issues. Part 5. Engaging thought experiments to challenge and defeat bias. Our perspectives are often shaped more by our expectations than by impartial evaluations. This tendency is illustrated vividly by experiences like those of Dr. Bethany Brookshire and Julia Galef, each of whom initially saw the evidence they were expecting to find, until they challenged their own assumptions. Julia Galef, while researching for the scout mindset, stumbled upon a study that seemed to praise the soldier mindset, a viewpoint opposite to her thesis. Her initial reaction was dismissive. Upon re-evaluation, she recognized her potential bias. Had the study criticized the soldier mindset, she might have uncritically included it in her arguments. This acknowledgement led her to remove similarly flawed studies from her book. Galef's experience underscores the importance of the selective skeptic test, a method where you assess the credibility of evidence by considering how you'd react if it supported a contrary viewpoint. To actively combat our inherent biases, we can employ several thought-provoking experiments, as demonstrated by historical innovators and leaders. One pivotal example comes from Intel's dramatic transformation in 1985. Facing intense competition in the memory chip market, Intel's founders applied what is known as the outsider test. They asked themselves what an entirely new CEO would do if placed in their situation. The conclusion was clear: move out of the struggling sector. This pivotal decision led Intel to pivot to microprocessors, significantly altering its business trajectory. Another useful technique is the status quo bias test. This experiment challenges our inherent preference for the familiar by framing a new opportunity in the guise of an existing reality. For instance, consider a job offer in a new city. By imagining that you already possess and enjoy this job, you compel yourself to weigh the benefits and drawbacks more objectively, rather than defaulting to the comfort of the familiar. Summarizing these intellectual tools. 1. Selective skeptic test. Apply this when assessing any evidence. Ask yourself if you would accept this evidence if it supported a viewpoint you oppose. 2. Outsider test. Use this to evaluate decisions from a fresh perspective, as if you were an outsider without pre-existing biases. 3. Status quo bias test. This test helps you assess new options not from the standpoint of change, but as if they were already your reality. These thought experiments are more than just mental gymnastics. They are practical tools that can lead to significant personal and professional growth. By routinely challenging our biases with these tests, we transition closer to a scout mindset, developing a clearer, more accurate understanding of the world and our choices within it. This shift not only enhances our decision-making, but also aligns us more closely with the often complex truth of our circumstances. Part 6. Building and embracing a scout identity. Embarking on the path to a scout mindset can seem daunting, especially when the immediate benefits of a soldier mindset, like comfort and certainty, are so palpable. Yet fostering a scout identity can fundamentally enrich how you interact with the world. Here, we'll explore some strategies to ease this transition and truly embody the scout philosophy. At the heart of many heated discussions on subjects like religion and politics is identity. These aren't just topics. For many, they are core components of who they are. This blending of belief and identity explains why conversations about such topics often escalate into conflicts. When beliefs are seen as extensions of the self, any challenge to those beliefs feels like a personal attack. Interestingly, this phenomenon isn't restricted to just religion or politics. It can extend to any area of life, from the music genres we prefer to the diets we follow. Once a belief integrates into our identity, dissonance arises not just from a differing opinion, but from perceived personal criticism. The key to adopting a scout mindset is reshaping your identity to prioritize openness and truth-seeking over defending predetermined positions. By redefining your identity to value adaptability and inquiry, you prepare yourself to defend beliefs that are continually refined by new evidence and perspectives. This scout identity, while challenging to foster, brings profound long-term satisfaction and a clearer perception of reality, much like the fulfillment after a strenuous physical workout. To help manage the challenges of developing a scout identity, consider the following strategies. Make a plan. Soldiers may distort reality to avoid confrontation with uncomfortable truths. Scouts, on the other hand, prepare plans to face reality head-on. For example, if you lose a job, rather than rationalizing the loss, focus on actionable steps to propel you forward, like updating your resume and exploring new opportunities. Find the silver lining. Every setback can be reframed as an opportunity. Losing a job might free you from a toxic work environment or lead you to a role that aligns better with your career goals. Similarly, a bad date might not lead to romance, but could turn into a hilarious story for your next social gathering. Choose your engagements wisely. Social media can often feel like a battleground for soldiers defending their beliefs. Instead of diving into contentious debates, seek out and connect with individuals who embody the scout mindset, fellow truth seekers who prioritize understanding over being understood. These connections can support and reinforce your journey toward becoming a more effective scout. Finally, remember Albert Dreyfus, who was ultimately exonerated and reinstated in the army. His story is not just one of personal triumph, but also a testament to the power of maintaining integrity and the pursuit of truth, even when facing overwhelming adversity. By gradually integrating these practices into your life, you nurture a scout identity that not only withstands the challenges of confrontation and change, but thrives on them. This identity does not merely shield you from the discomfort of being wrong. It embraces such moments as opportunities for growth and deeper understanding. Final summary. The essence of this exploration can be distilled into a critical realization. While the soldier mindset might provide immediate social and emotional comfort, it ultimately shields you from the vivid reality around you. Embracing the scout mindset isn't just about accepting the possibility of being wrong, it's about actively seeking out errors in your thinking as a pathway to deeper truth. To transform into a proficient scout, it involves mastering the fine art of confronting your biases, embracing your mistakes, and resisting the lure of self-deception. This commitment to seeing the world as it truly is, rather than how you wish it to be, enriches your understanding and enhances your decision-making processes. By adopting a scout identity, you prioritize accuracy and openness, setting a foundation for beliefs that are robust and adaptable in the face of new evidence. This mindset not only equips you for personal growth, but also prepares you to engage more constructively in a world brimming with differing perspectives. Ultimately, being a scout means deriving pride not from unyielding adherence to preconceived notions, but from the relentless pursuit of nuanced, informed understanding. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.